Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Biden is in the race for 2020 and already facing an obstacle. Sherry Preston is joining us. And Sherry, it sounds like the 1991 Clarence Thomas hearings for the Supreme Court are coming back to haunt him.
Well, you know, and anybody who knows Joe Biden's history knew that this was going to be something that he was going to have to face if he's running for president. I mean, Biden has said recently, end of March, when he said to this day he couldn't come up with a way to get her the kind of hearing she deserved. He also said he owed her an apology. The New York Times has a story out, a very detailed story about a few weeks ago, Biden, preparing for his big announcement, reached out to Anita Hill through an intermediary, and that person arranged a phone call. And at the end of the phone call, Biden had been hoping that she would accept his apology and move on, but it didn't seem like it actually went that way. In the interview, Anita Hill told the Times that she wouldn't characterize Biden's words as an apology. She now said she wasn't convinced he had taken full responsibility for his conduct at the hearings, or, she says, for the harm he caused other victims of sexual harassment and gender violence. She says that there were other women who were ready to come forward at that hearing and testify, saying some of the similar things that she said about Clarence Thomas, and he did not call them. He had since said that they didn't want to appear. She says that necessarily wasn't the case, but she said, just because I can't support him now doesn't mean that I can't in the future, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing this probably isn't the last we hear of this then.
Yeah, exactly. The funny thing is, when you talk to people who are in their 20s, I was talking to a lot of the producers here, and I said, have you guys seen Clarence Thomas Anita Hill hearings on C-SPAN or looked back on YouTube or anything? And a lot of them said, I wasn't even born when this was going on. It wasn't a case. They all know the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, and what Anita Hill is saying is that her treatment and what happened there is what led to and let happen the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, because people were told things, you know, that's what she's saying. And she's saying, as soon as, you know, we can actually make clear that this will mean real change, you know, and real progress in the future, then I'll go ahead and I will, you know, I will see about supporting you. But for now, to her, it did not seem like an apology. So it's something that Joe Biden is going to have to face as he runs for president.
Yeah. Like you said, very generational, the reaction that's coming to this. All right. Sherry Preston joining us live on that this morning.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.